Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. On this solemn day, the palace said in a statement, "It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen announces the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness, the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. Further announcements will be made in due course. The royal family joined with people around the world in mourning his loss." The announcement of the death was placed on the gates of Buckingham Palace, keeping with tradition. The announcement was taken down quickly as part of a plan to avoid crowds gathering due to concerns related to the pandemic. The UK has entered a national period of mourning when flags on public buildings will be flown at half-mast after the death of the Duke of Edinburgh, aged 99. Per the Mirror, the period of mourning will last until the day of the funeral, when people will still be expected to go to work. In this period, flags on public buildings will be flown at half-mast. MPs will wear black armbands on their left arm in Parliament, and local governments will give careful thought to doing any official business. The Prime Minister has said, "We remember the Duke, above all for his steadfast support for Her Majesty the Queen, not just as her consort by her side every day of her reign, but as her husband, his strength and stay of more than 70 years. And it is to Her Majesty and her family that our nation's thoughts must turn today." Labour leader Keir Starmer added, "The United Kingdom has lost an extraordinary public servant in Prince Philip. Prince Philip dedicated his life to our country, from a distinguished career in the Royal Navy during the Second World War to his decades of service as the Duke of Edinburgh. However, he will be remembered most of all for his extraordinary commitment and devotion to the Queen." Philip's final public appearance came on July 22nd of last year, when he came out of retirement to meet soldiers in person in what would be his last military engagement. The Mirror recounts that Prince Philip strode out of Windsor Castle to take part in the official handover of his position as Colonel-in-Chief of the Rifles to Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall. After more than 22,000 royal engagements, including many thousands with his own charities and organizations, he had a twinkle in his eye, and true to form, cracked a joke about a soldier's fitness. Palace Intrigue will be right back. As the monarchy has a long and rich tradition, and events including deaths of royals are well thought out in advance, the news brings with it all sorts of small details. The BBC interrupted scheduled programming to broadcast the national anthem, "God Save the Queen." The flag at Buckingham Palace was lowered to half-staff. Gert's Royals points out that when Charles becomes king, the title Duke of Edinburgh will merge with the crown. Charles is then expected to recreate the title, giving it to his youngest brother, Prince Edward. And now a plan that had the code name Operation Fourth Bridge will be executed. The Mirror reports it is believed that he will have a military funeral rather than a state one, with a private service at St. George's Chapel, and that organizers will keep the procession to a minimum to avoid crowds gathering. As Philip wanted a private funeral, it's unlikely that the service will be televised, however the procession will be. Instead of being placed in Westminster Hall, his body is expected to lie in St. James Palace, where Diana, Princess of Wales, was laid for several days after her death in 1997. There will be no public viewings. The Queen will enter 8 days of mourning, during which laws will not be given the royal assent, and affairs of state will be put on pause in a sign of respect. The period of royal mourning will then continue for a further 30 days, after which the Queen will make a full return to public life and duties. On their golden wedding anniversary, Her Majesty said of Philip, "He has, quite simply, been my main strength and stay all these years, and I owe him a debt greater than he would ever claim, or we shall ever know." I'm Mark Francis, and thanks to John McDermott, this is Palace Intrigue.